Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dave Burkett covers the Lions for the Detroit Free Press, and for that we apologize. But we appreciate it very much, and he joins us here on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Dave?
What's going on, guys? How are you?
We're good. Hey, Dave, I'm just curious. Did they just call you, send you an email, and say, you have been summoned to a meeting with the Fords?
Yeah, it was sort of a little carrier pigeon dropped us a secret note, you know, told us we had to be at a certain place at a certain time. And, you know, didn't quite know that, you know, Martha Ford and Sheila Ford were going to be there. But, you know, pleasant surprise, truthfully. I mean, it was the most extensive conversation I think any of us had ever had with ownership. And, you know, I found it pretty enlightening to, even though a lot of it was just background, you know, nothing we could use, just to kind of hear about the franchise from their point of view was good.
So obviously, Dave, we don't get the inside scoop, and I know you don't get the inside scoop nearly as much as you'd like. So a lot of the stuff we ask you, we're kind of speculating on. Who makes this decision in your mind? Ultimately, who's like the one person with the most influence who said, we are bringing back Quinn and we're bringing back Patricia?
Well, I think, you know, it's Martha's final call at the end of the day. But, you know, Sheila Fordham has incredible influence. And, you know, truthfully, I came away from the meeting yesterday just thinking that, you know, she was kind of a boss. Like, she, you know, she was very decisive and, you know, kind of knew what she wanted and, you know, explained, you know, why, you know, things were going on. And yeah, I came away with thinking like, all right, you know what, if she's running the show, like this is probably a good thing for the Lions.
So what do they see that we don't?
Well, again, a lot of what we talked about was sort of, you know, background. So without getting into the specifics of what everybody said, you know, I can just say that I think the, you know, why this decision was ultimately made was that, you know, the Lions liked what enough of what this team did in the first half of the season before injuries set in. They wanted to evaluate, you know, Matt Patricia, Bob Quinn, and sort of the growth that the program made. And they saw steps forward in those first eight games when Matthew Stafford was healthy. And I think a lot of, you know, what they saw was, you know, had they, you know, got one stop against Kansas City, they beat a pretty good team. And, no. And had they made a call, maybe gone their way, you know, against Green Bay, they win that game. So I think it was more than just about the record. It was about the direction they were trending and some of the improvements they made on offense and some of the things that Matt Patricia has done, frankly, as coach, in terms of being, you know, a better leader for his team and more visible, you know, better publicly, I guess. I think all that went into the, you know, went into account, and frankly, you know, they thought a change would be too disruptive at this time. I mean, they thought the risk of overhauling the franchise right now, you know, with no guarantee and you know that was going to work, was not worth it when they saw some progress in those first eight games.
Did Martha behind those glasses, did she ever watch the defensive side of the ball this year?
Well, I mean, that's certainly the counterpoint, right? And, I think, you know, we talked about a lot of those things that, you know, there's, I mean, if you're asking me, you know, what whether this was a sound decision, I mean, I think you could punch holes in a lot of the arguments because that being one of them, right? The defense didn't take, you know, the steps forward that people thought and took a lot of steps back. And, you know, that falls on, you know, Matt Patricia, because this is his system, his baby. And, you know, beyond that, the reason why they've lost, you know, seven straight games now, that falls on Patricia and Quinn. I mean, they're roster building, right? They're the ones who didn't, you know, backstop the quarterback position. And so I think they're well aware that this wasn't a perfect situation. You know, There's no doubt that they expected more last year. And when Matt Patricia got into it, I think the feeling within the organization, this wasn't them moving the goalposts here in September and October and November this year. When Matt Patricia got into it last year, I think they became aware that this might, you know, take a little bit longer. It might be a, you know, one step back last year to take two steps forward. And they definitely expected much more success this year. And the fact that they don't have it, believe me, at least my impression was that this is extremely disappointing and has crushed them in a lot of ways. But that said, as they, you know, spent a couple weeks really, you know, going over this decision and trying to decide what to do, what they kept coming back to was, you know what, the first half of the season, we liked the direction we were trending, and therefore they thought it was right to give this regime one more season.
Not that their opinion makes that much of a difference, but do they talk to any of their players?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. I don't believe they did. I mean, so, you know, just so everyone out there knows, every Tuesday, basically, Matt Patricia meets with Martha Ford, Rod Wood, Sheila Ford is usually in those meetings. Most of the other, you know, children, they often join by teleconference. So they sort of go over a state of the franchise, you know, where things are headed, where things have gone, you know, what happened the week before. And this, they had their regular Tuesday ownership meeting yesterday. And that's when Martha Ford and Sheila Ford and Rod informed Matt and Bob that they would be back. This is just par for the course that every week, typically on Tuesday mornings, they go ahead and meet and go over, you know, cover everything. And I think we all saw, you know, last week the meeting between the Fords and Matt Patricia on the field. And, you know, Matt was asked about it after the game. And he said, well, you know, they were gone. They were at the league meetings last Tuesday. So they didn't have this meeting last week. And so, that's part of why that meeting was what it was on the field last week. And then they ultimately came to that decision, yesterday or in the last couple of days that they were going to bring them back. And then yesterday morning is when they informed Matt and Bob of their fates.
We're talking to Dave Burkett of the Free Press. You can follow him, of course, freep.com for all of his Lions coverage. Coincidence then, Dave, that they announced that Matthew Stafford's season is over? Or do you feel like they wanted to keep them in their back pocket in case they had to win a game or two here to save their jobs?
Yeah, no, I never, ever thought that Matthew was coming back. I mean, once we, you know, sort of got the diagnosis that, you know, ESPN's report first, obviously, that it was a 6-week injury, and you started hearing whispers about the compression fracture and the extent of and nature of the injury, coupled with the losing streak, I never thought Matthew was coming back. I just thought it would have been, you know, malpractice on part of the organization to bring him back. The timing of it, you know, you kind of look sideways and say, okay, you know, now it all makes sense. But that being said, I don't think, even if Matt and Bob needed to win one game to save their jobs, I don't think the organization would have let him come back.
Now, again, we're speculating here because they don't give us any choice because they don't talk to us and we have no idea. Bill Ford, what's his role in the organization? Does he have any role?
That was asked about sort of the organizational, you know, structure right now and going forward for that matter, and that wasn't answered. I think it was just, it's something that they've been very private about so far and didn't feel was necessary to share at the time. My understanding is Bill is largely, away from the team. I mean, certainly every once in a while you see him at games. Definitely does not have the role that he used to 5 years ago when William Clay Ford was alive. You know, Sheila has become the child with the most influence. She's taken on a bigger role in NFL matters. She's on one of the NFL, you know, committees now. I sort of have explained this before. Like, I don't know. I mean, who knows exactly what happens down the road? But to me, this strikes me as a 5-year apprenticeship or whatever that she's been on, just kind of getting ready to run the team on her own.
Do you think they regret never at least being honest when Quinn took over, definitely when the Patricia hiring, where they didn't say, look, this is going to take a few years. I know, you know, we haven't won since 1957. This is kind of a rebuild because
I don't think they thought that.
No, they didn't. And that's, that's part of, you know,
that's part of the problem.
Why there's, yeah, exactly. Why there's so much angst is that everybody bought this, you know, bill of goods that, hey, Matt Patricia's coming in and he's going to win the Super Bowl, and, or, you know, he's the coach to get us over the hump and we're going to be, you know, playoff contenders every year. And God, that hasn't been the case. Everyone knows that. But I don't think they knew that. I don't think Matt even knew that, if you caught him in an honest moment, until he got here. And, you know, think about it, right? He was, you know, he was coming off a Super Bowl, and, you know, he knew Bob Quinn, and you know, it was a shame of a coaching search, right? We all knew they were going to hire Matt Patricia.
Right.
And so I think, you know, Matt kind of, you know, maybe he thought it was going to happen quicker himself. And then when he got here, he realized, okay, I got to do a little bit more culture building, a little bit more, you know, implementing his program, the defense, whatever, that's going to take a little bit longer. And this is no excuse, because they should be better than they are right now, and they should have been better last year. But I think at least that's what he told the Lions, and that's sort of what the Lions saw as he got in and as he got going last year, was like, okay, maybe we're not going to go from 9-7 to 11 wins in year one, and we have to take this step back in order to get better, to add some foundational pieces. And then this year, make no mistake about it, they all thought that this was going to be a better team, and they thought they were going to take a step forward this year. And obviously they haven't, for, you know, a number of reasons, the coaching and personnel and all that included. But at least, you know, the way the decision makers saw it, this was going to be a step forward season, until the injuries hit and Matthew Stafford hit, and they wanted to evaluate. They wanted to take the last, you know, six games right now with Stafford out of it and just make a decision on what they saw on the field and off the field for that matter, but on the field in those first eight games.
Well, I don't like it, Dave, but I will say this. I'm happy for one reason. Because our man Dave Burkett gets to enjoy Christmas and New Year's.
Yes, exactly.
And not worry about the looming Black Monday. You can write that last game story on the Green Bay Packers game and then start getting ready for the draft.
Have your Pasqualoni goodbye column ready.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt there will be you know, changes, I think more than one, to that defensive coaching staff. I can guarantee you that. And, guys, I'll tell you what, I told them the same thing. I said, hey, man, it's... I kind of get my January free now to go coach my daughter's basketball.
Yeah, that's exactly.
The bad thing, we don't have any questions to ask the next 2 weeks. So
yeah,
I guess we'll, you know, people will have to just tune in and wait for draft stuff.
David, what did you see when you threw that ball directly into the cornerback's arms? all right. Thanks, Dave. Merry Christmas, buddy. We appreciate
Thanks,
it very
Dave.
Much.
You got it, guys. We'll talk to you again.
Dave Burkett covers the Lions for the Detroit Free Press. Check out his stuff at freep.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.